Joining us now is Julie Thompson, and Julie is the venue manager at the Bribey Arts Centre, where creativity and community come together. Julie's been busy preparing for a very special weekend with not just one, but two brand new exhibitions opening their doors. Good morning, Julie, and thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Julie, I understand that there is not one, but two exciting exhibitions opening at the Bribey Arts Centre this Saturday. What is the big theme trying to get through?
Well, there's two wonderful exhibitions, and they seem to have a common theme of new. That's new as in opposite of old. So one is New Beginnings, and that's a collaborative exhibition with 13 artists in that, and it's everything from canvas to pottery to jewellery. There's all elements of that. And it's the New Beginnings theme comes from the idea that it's when you get to a point in your life when you're starting again. You could be after a good or a bad incident. It could be something that's about a fresh page in your life, a blank canvas that you're starting of a painting, a new technique you've learned, a new subject matter, or new inspiration, or just something even as simple as new art supplies. So it's all kind of threaded around that idea. And sometimes it's to do with someone having a huge life change or a recovery from an illness or adapting to one that's become a chronic one, or retiring or moving home or changing a relationship. So it's got a kind of a theme that applies to probably a lot of people. And so that's New Beginnings. And so that opens on Saturday in our Matthew, well, actually is open this week, but you can certainly come and see it at the opening and meet the artists on Saturday. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, Julie, we're talking New Beginnings, and it's at the Matthew Flinders Gallery. This is quite an evocative title. What can visitors expect when they walk through the doors? You've mentioned quite a lot of things there. So what are some of the other things they can expect?
Well, they can expect some art that they might not have seen before, in the sense of a new way of doing something. As I said before, there's pottery, there's copper, mm-hmm. there's glass, mosaic, lead light, woodworks, and of course paintings. So there's all manner across the mediums of works to see. Some of these artists have not exhibited before in our gallery, some have. So you're going to get a big wide range of application, of talent, of a way of looking at life and things, and there's men and women involved, of course. So, we're just really excited, and it's up now. I can see it from where I'm sitting, and it's just gorgeous, I've got to say. So I think that people who make the trip over to Bribey, if they're coming from your way or from around the island, certainly won't be disappointed.
Julie, if I could ask you to just wait with me for a moment, we'll pop off to a song break and come back and talk a little bit more about some of these exciting things that are happening. Thank you for waiting with me, Julie, while we enjoyed that little bit of music there. And listeners, we're talking to Julie Thompson, and she is, of course, the venue manager at the Bribey Arts Centre. Now, Julie, there is also something fairly special happening outdoors in the Seasoned Gallery. Can you tell us a little bit about this Artisans in the Garden?
Yes, Rosemary, and it's a particular delight to be able to introduce our Seasoned Gallery again, or I should say reintroduce, because it was opened here about 6 years ago, and it's a sort of a garden area off the main gallery, and it's still been a house to some outdoor pieces, but Shirley Heapy, who is a very well-known and very well-celebrated lead light and wood artist, has revamped the whole area. She's done a lot of work to, give it a new lease of life, painted it, revegetated it, and she's gathered a posse of artists to put in some absolutely beautiful pieces that you'd put in your garden, in your terrace and your courtyard, your fountains, your beautiful sculptures, copper works and lead light works and pottery and all kinds of lovely pieces, mosaics, and it's just looking wonderful. We're excited to see the Seasoned reopened as another exhibition space for us, and that's also opening on Saturday, and you can meet the artists who have contributed to this. There's 11 or 12 of them, actually. And so they'll be here to tell you and talk to you about their work.
And Julie, for anyone thinking of coming over on Saturday, what's the best time to drop in, and what can they do when they meet the artists themselves?
Okay, well, if they want to go to either and both galleries, the New Beginnings exhibition, that will be opening and between 10 and noon. You can meet the artists here then. And look, allow some time for a coffee too, because our cafe's open and they have delicious things to get into. And the Season Garden Gallery, you can meet the artists between 10 until 1 p.m. So you'll have time for both. And it's just a matter of walking across the gift shop between one and the other and enjoying it. So, yeah, no reason not to come.
There is a wealth of artistic talent in the city of Moreton. Now, there's a great day trip full of art and culture by the sea, and it's just over the bridge. Julie Thompson, venue manager of Bribie Island Community Arts Centre, thank you for joining us today, keeping our community connected and telling us about those two fabulous exhibitions that are themed New Beginnings. Check out this interview again on 1015fm.com.au website and click on podcast.